Unit 19. He was 50 years old when I was born, and a Mr. Mom long before anyone had a name for it. I didn't know why he was home instead of Mom, but I was young and the only one of my friends who had their dad around. I considered myself very lucky. He always had my lunch ready for me when I came home, usually a peanut butter sandwich that was shaped for the season. My favorite was at Christmas time. The sandwich would be covered lightly with green sugar and cut in the shape of a tree. As I got a little older and tried to gain my independence, I wanted to move away from those childish signs of his love. But he wasn't going to give up. In high school and no longer able to go home for lunch, I began taking my own bag lunch. Dad would get up a little early and make it for me. I never knew what to expect. The outside of the bag might be covered with his drawing of a mountain scene, this became his trademark, or a heart with the words Dad and Angie written in the center. Inside there would be a napkin with that same heart or an I love you. Many times he would write a joke or a riddle. He always had some silly sayings to make me smile and let me know that he loved me. I used to hide my lunch so no one would see the bag or read the napkin. But that didn't last long. One of my friends saw the napkin one day, grabbed it, and passed it around the lunchroom. My face burned with embarrassment. But to my astonishment, the next day, all of my friends were waiting to see my napkin. From the way they acted, I think they all wished they had someone who would show them that kind of love. I was so proud to have him as my father. Throughout the rest of my high school years, I received those napkins, and I still have most of them. And still, it didn't end. When I left home for college, I thought the messages would stop. But my friends and I were glad that his gestures continued. I began getting letters almost every Friday. Included along with the letters were usually drawings of our cat and dog or stick figures of him and Mom. He continued to include his mountain scene and the heart label. The mail was delivered every day right before lunch, so I'd have his letters with me when I went to the cafeteria. I realized it was useless to hide them because my roommate was a high school friend who knew about his napkins. Soon it became a Friday afternoon practice. I would read the letters, and the drawings would be passed around. It was during this time that Dad became stricken with cancer. When the letters didn't come on Friday, I knew that he had been sick and wasn't able to write. If he missed his Friday delivery, the letters would usually come a day or two later. But they always came. My friends used to call him the coolest dad in the universe. One day, they sent him a card awarding him that title, signed by all of them. I believe my dad taught all of us about a father's love. I wouldn't be surprised if my friends started sending napkins to their children. He left an impression that would stay with us and inspire us to give our own children such a clear expression of our love.